Hi, this is Dutch. Any essay I and I integrating notes from Crossroads Care Center Nursing Home in Woodstock, and the date is May 12th, 2023. First one is history and physical on Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name is Kokos, K-O-K-O-S, in brackets, date of birth, 4-7-1941. This is 82-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension. History of alcohol abuse in the past, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, vitamin B12 deficiency, and dementia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, now no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equiractive, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrite entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, NIDDM, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, vitamin B12 deficiency, Alzheimer's dementia, plan same. Patient had life-threatening emergency for which he was hospitalized and then subsequently was transferred to a different skilled nursing facility from where he was transferred here because of his children's proximity. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll watch him closely. He has DVT prophylaxis. Plan of management was discussed with the family as well. Next, history and physical is on Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, last name is Kokos, K-O-K-O-S, in brackets, date of birth, 12-28-1944. This is 78-year-old female who is admitted to a skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She is confused, forgetful, and wandering. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's dementia, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, CHF. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equiractive, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrite entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, sleep apnea, Alzheimer's dementia, CHF, plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was admitted to the hospital and then skilled nursing facility from where she was transferred here because of proximity to her family. Significant amount of time of 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll continue to watch her closely. She is wandering. She is confused but present. End of dictation. We start sending SAI and I.